AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says people who are getting slammed by hurricane and now tropical storm Ida will get the help they need.
Folks get knocked down. We're there to help you get back on your feet.
Governor John Bel Edwards in Louisiana told the president there are rescues going on now for people stranded by floods. Lack of electricity is another problem.
It's really a million homes and businesses that are out. And my best guess is you're getting closer to 2 million people.
Power is out throughout the city of New Orleans. Mayor LaToya Cantrell says crews are assessing the damage.
They're going block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood. No one will be left out.
At least two deaths are linked to Ida. The deadline is tomorrow for the U.S. to get out of Afghanistan. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says they don't have an exact number, but there are a small number of Americans still there.
Part of the challenge with fixing a precise number is that there are longtime residents of Afghanistan, as we've talked about in here, with American passports, dual citizens, the vast majority, who are still trying to determine if they want to leave or not, or have been over the last couple of days. In some instances, in many instances, that's because they have many family members there, but they have a range of reasons, and we've been working with them to assess that.
The Pentagon is looking into reports a U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan killed civilians. The Education Department is investigating five Republican-led states with universal mask bans, saying the policies could amount to discrimination against students with disabilities or other health conditions. Three prisoners at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center have had their first day in court after being held for 18 years in connection with the deadly 2002 Bali nightclub bombings and other plots. A federal judge is being asked if a new Florida law designed to deter violent public demonstrations is instead unconstitutionally chilling free speech and legitimate rights to protest. This is AP News. Two Egyptian lawyers say an online comedian, a journalist, and a political activist have been released after being detained for months.
The lawyers say the three detained had walked free late Sunday from a police headquarters in Cairo, prosecutors ordering their unconditional release pending separate probes into charges ranging from disseminating false news and misuse of social media platforms to joining a terror group. It's the latest in a series of releases in recent months amid rising concerns by the US and international groups over the arrests and harassment of rights activists and critics of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In New York, after several days of testimony from women claiming they were groomed and sexually abused by R. Kelly, a man took the witness stand at Kelly's sex trafficking trial to say Kelly exploited him in the same way when he was a high school student. Kelly has repeatedly denied the accusations. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.